Otherwise, give it up for Leo and Luca.
Hello.
Hello. This is JSL from private ownership to open governance. So first, who are we? I'm Leo, software engineer at Dino, working on JSR, particularly the doc generation aspect. And
yeah, I'm Luca. I also work at Dino. I also do standards work on TC39, so on JavaScript itself, and at Wattwig on various fetch or various web specs like fetch.
So first off, what is JSR? I mean, how many people here know what JSR is? I mean, a fair amount, I would say about a third. How many people have used JSR? Half of that, okay, fair enough. So JSR is our modern JavaScript registry, so similar to NPM, for example, that supports TypeScript out of the box. So you don't need to transpile to JavaScript first. You can just upload TypeScript directly, and consumers of those packages can just import without problem. But it does not replace NPM, it lives alongside it. So you can, for example, use NPM dependencies in your JSR packages. And it works across different runtimes, be it Dino, Node.js, Bun, Cloudflare Workers, you name it. As long as it supports package.json and no modules folder, it will work.
And ESM.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's another thing. ESM is required in JSR. You cannot use CJS. We don't like it, so you don't have to use it. and it's completely open source and free. So it's not like NPM that's closed source or has like a paid tier if you want to do private packages. It's completely open source and free. And so why? Well, complexity. Publishing to NPM is too complex. I mean, as mentioned earlier, TypeScript just works. With NPM, you first have to transpile it, generate the DTS files, etc. And it's just not a clean process. And Thompson's just setting that up is hours of work.
Yeah, you have to set up your export maps, your like dependencies. Do you know the difference between dependencies, peer dependencies, optional peer dependencies, like all these things? No, you don't want to know.
Yeah. And innovation. Well, NPM really hasn't changed anything in the past years. They don't add new features. They don't really interact much with the community. So that's why we want to change that. And
quick question to the audience. Like, who of you knows what the last feature is that NPM shipped? Raise your hand. Go ahead.
Workspaces?
Good guess. I mean, it's like about that age. Yeah, it's the little like blue TypeScript icon at the top left of the package that tells you whether a package has types. That was like 3 years ago. So.
And yeah, I mean, we all know like the JavaScript ecosystem. Oh, a new framework every day. Well, so it's moving really fast, but NPM is just holding back or rather not changing anything. So yeah, we want to address that. And well, our values, which unlike NPM is owned by Microsoft, JSR is completely open. And so yeah, open source, community, and open governance are the core principles. Again, for example, in the case of NPM, it's known that they don't really interact with the community, they don't really care about issues in the community, like let's say there's a package that someone else should have, but they don't transfer it, and there's been problems like that all over the place with NPM. So these are things that we also try to address. So I guess it's demo time.
I guess like better than us explaining it is just showing you how it works. So this is the JSR website, jsr.io. To start publishing a package, you go here, you sign in, and you click publish a package.
I'm already signed in, so I'm just going to go to publish package. So
there's one interesting thing about JSR. So unlike NPM, which has these top-level packages that everybody can sort of squat, JSR doesn't have this. In JSR, every package is in a scope, and you're limited with the number of scopes you can register. So you can't like just register the entire world and then get people to pay you to release those packages, right? Like, you cannot squat packages on JSR. It's explicitly against our policy. And if you do see someone do it, tell us. We'll fix it.
So I'm not going to create a new scope because I already have one. But usually you can just click here and create one. But I'm going to select an existing demos scope. And I'll call it FOSDEM 2025.
Yeah, so we'll create the package. What this will do is it will just like tell JSR, hey, I'm about to publish this package. And it'll give you some instructions for how to do it. So you're going to get this little jsr.json file that just contains the package name, the current version of the